This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, and it's pretty obvious what the biggest news story of the day today is, pretty obvious, and that is the shooting in Boulder, Colorado yesterday. It was just going on during the show yesterday. I had no idea of the significance of it. I had no idea 10 people were dead, including a police officer. I had no idea at the time that the person who did it, what race they were, or what the actual reasoning was behind it, but now it certainly appears to be an Islamic terror attack. It certainly appears. The government will never tell you that. Under Obama, they never wanted to tell you that. And under Biden, I know they're not going to want to tell you that, because Obama's really the president now. I call that one, and I'm right about that. But the reality is that, you know, his name is Islamic. He's quoted online as being a Trump hater. He's quoted online as being an ISIS lover. And you've got to assume this must have had some sort of a terrorist underpinning to it. So, again, Democrats are scared to death of these kinds of things. They don't want to use names. They don't want to say anything bad about any minority, like an Islamic minority. They don't want to say it's an Islamic terror attack. They want to immediately blame guns. They want to immediately ban guns. They want to even use executive actions to ban guns, none of which makes any sense. They want to blame white males, even though the attacker was not a white male. He was an Islamic hell-bent, obviously, on terrorism. And by the way, it's automatically a terrorist attack when someone kills 10 people. It's a mass shooting. It's a mass murder. And it's automatically terrorism, you know, even if it's not Islamic terrorism. It's certainly always terrorism when somebody attacks a large group of people. I call that terrorism. You're creating terror. But when it's an Islamic who's creating the terrorism in the name of ISIS, then you might assume it's Islamic terrorism. Would not be a stupid assumption, and I think that's the case here. But before I get to more about the Boulder, Colorado shooting and the gun control implications of it all, I want to cover another couple of points, a couple of obvious I-told-you-sos. First of all, a new study is out. China's first coronavirus cases may have occurred as early as October of 2019. October of 19. So that plays exactly with what I've said from the beginning. I always said it was there much earlier than they're admitting. I always said they let all their people fly to the United States and give it to all of us. I always said that. I always said that it was all over Las Vegas last fall. We knew so many people, my fiance Cindy and I, who were deathly ill last fall. Cindy told me pretty much everyone she knew in the world in Las Vegas had a terrible flu last fall. That was October and November and December, she was telling me that. And so it's kind of odd that all of a sudden in March something new came from China called COVID, called coronavirus, called China virus, and we knew so many people who were sick in October, November, December. And what that leads you to believe is everything I ever said was true. China knew about this way in advance. The WHO knew about this way in advance, and they both gave no advance warning to the United States of America, never told us what we were facing, never told us how bad it was, never told us it was coming, never told us where it was coming from, China, never asked China to shut down and not allow flights. If they had warned us, we could have shut down flights last fall, certainly last winter, last Christmas, last December. We could have shut down flights to China, and this thing would have had a hard time getting here. It would have been a much more minor affair. We would have done whatever the CDC and the WHO does to avoid pandemics. It certainly would have been a lot better if we shut down flights months in advance. But we didn't know about it months in advance. So China and the WHO covered this thing up, and that's tantamount to murder. They caused every bit of death and destruction, every bit of damage to the U.S. economy, every bit of families that have been ruined by COVID were all caused by China holding back this diagnosis. about it, letting people get on airplanes and fly to the United States and fly to Italy and fly to Europe and give everyone COVID. If they were you know, on the ball and they had stopped this thing sooner, this would have never turned into a worldwide pandemic. So it doesn't matter if China sent it our way or not, you know, purposely, or it got out of a biowarfare lab and eventually it just spread like wildfire person to person. China still let it come here. They did not warn us. They did not give us a heads up what was going on. They let the flights keep coming, and that's just as much murder. You know, instead of saying, oh, China sent the virus to us to kill us right when Trump won the trade war and the trade negotiations, which is, you know, certainly interesting timing. What I can absolutely say is that China could have stopped this or mitigated this, minimized this, and they did none of the above because at that point it was spreading all over China. And they thought, well, that's a huge advantage for the United States. They're going to kill the Chinese economy. The last thing we want to do is warn America. Let's let them, you know, get inflicted the same amount of damage we're getting inflicted. That's obviously what happened, and that's still murder, and that's still China's responsibility that COVID became a pandemic in the United States of America. And liberals just don't want to believe that. They don't want to ever blame China for anything. They don't want to blame China for destroying the American manufacturing industry and destroying American jobs and putting people out of work. And they certainly take the advantage of the United States. And they certainly don't want to blame China for causing COVID. But they did. They absolutely did. So I was right. I told you so. And one more, I told you so. New article out. White House confirms Joe Biden and Barack Obama regularly talk and consult on a range of issues. And what did I put out a month ago? This is the Joe Biden presidency. It's the this is the third term of the Barack Obama presidency is what I put out a month ago. I wrote a whole column about the fact that Joe Biden is an old feeble man with dementia. He's not running the country. And it's very obvious to me who is running the country. It's Barack Obama. Now, I don't think he's the ultimate, order giver. I think he's actually an order taker as well. I think that Biden takes orders from, from Obama, and I think Obama takes orders from Valerie Jarrett, and Valerie Jarrett takes orders from George Soros and several globalist communist billionaires, and from the Chinese Communist Party, and from the Mexican drug cartel, and quite a few groups like that, you know, which are all trillionaires. I believe those are the people who are calling the shots here and destroying America and opening the border up. And all of it goes through Obama, who's coordinating this entire presidency and is basically the third term of Obama. But I don't think Obama's that smart either. You know, Biden's certainly nothing anymore, but Obama's no genius. And he's not the one who thinks this stuff up. Obama's just a smooth talker and a perfect front guy. And there's someone giving the orders. I always think it's been Valerie Jarrett in coordination with a lot of billionaires who hate this country and want to destroy America, and a lot of communists who want to destroy America and destroy capitalism. And so the White House is now confirming that Joe Biden and Obama regularly talk and consult on a range of issues. What they're admitting is that Obama runs the country. That's why I call Biden O'Biden. It's the Obama presidency. It really is. President Joe Biden keeps in regular contact with Barack Obama to canvass his opinion on a range of issues, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Monday. Asked by a reporter whether the former president visited the White House and if the two speak, Psaki replied, Obama and Biden have a collegiate relationship undefined by the traditional roles of president and vice president. Yeah, sure, because he's co-president. Obama is president with Biden. Biden may be president in name, but Obama's the president of the United States as sure as I'm standing here. They consult and talk about a range of issues. I would expect that continues during the course of President Biden's presidency. The closeness of Biden and Obama is no secret in Washington. It was publicly aired during the last election campaign. It's really unbelievable. Obama's running the country as sure as I'm standing here. Every single thing, every executive order that Biden signed had Obama's fingerprints all over it. Oh, Biden can't come up with this stuff anymore. Biden has no idea what any of this stuff even means anymore. He's got dementia. This is Obama secretly running the presidency of the United States of America. So a couple of told you so's to start the show. China is absolutely guilty of everything that's happened to this country and absolutely responsible for all of it and guilty of crimes against the American people. No question about it. COVID was around since October, and it was here in Las Vegas in the fall, I guarantee you. And a second I told you so, I said that this is Obama's presidency, not Biden's. And even Biden's people are basically tacitly admitting that. So a couple of big I told you so's. Now back to Boulder, Colorado, because the killer, liberals spread the word that a white man was the killer, and they're just lying. The killer is named Ahmad Al-Issa. Ahmad Al-Issa. He's been charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder. And he's 21 years old. He has ISIS sympathies. President Biden's been briefed. The media was telling us that the worst threat in the world is white males. And meanwhile, they've grabbed screenshots from the killer's Facebook page. And it's all hatred towards Donald Trump. So the story of white terrorists or white mass shootings or white privilege and white supremacy is out the window, as much pain as that gives liberals. And because they can't take that, they just continue to lie and spread the word that this guy is a white man. I never heard of a white man with that name. He's a Muslim, is what he is. And he's a Syrian immigrant to the United States of America. So in one breath, while Democrats talk about banning guns and gun control and banning assault weapons, the real lessons in all this are Islamic terrorism was gone for 4 years under Trump, and it was there every day under Obama. Now it's back under O'Biden. Obama-Biden, terrorism is back. Another Islamic terror attack is what this looks like. I can't say it is. This is not my decision to make what it is, but he sure seems like an ISIS sympathizer, and this was a terrorist attack. Very clear that that's the biggest possibility out there. And it's also clear we shouldn't be letting all these people into the United States. He's a Syrian-born immigrant led into the United States when he was a kid. And all these years later, it comes back to haunt us and he kills 10 people. So explain to me, when you let illegal aliens through the border, how you know which one's a terrorist? How do you know if someone is Mexican, Guatemalan, or Iranian, or Syrian? No way to know. You can't look at them and tell. You're letting terrorists across that border now or someday. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off, freedomhealthalliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is back with you. The Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire on USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Asset Strategies is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Obviously, never in history has your wealth been in so much peril because America is so close to going socialist, if not communist, full-blown communist, but certainly socialist or communist-like. We are headed for Cuba and Venezuela as sure as I'm standing here, and the solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year, but that's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. Trust me, gold will not be down for long. Just my opinion, but the U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt, added $1.9 trillion in stimulus, trillions in infrastructure spending, tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation when the debt is $50 trillion, $75 trillion, $100 trillion. That's where Michael and Rich and the Asset Strategies team come in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. While supplies last, call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, tell them Ward sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com. So, look, the big issue today, whether I like it or not, whether you like it or not, is the shooting in Colorado, and I'll talk about that throughout most of the show today, because it is the hot issue, and that's what I do on this show. Whatever is the hot issue, I talk about it. And so, but it shouldn't push all other issues out, including The border disaster, it's funny that right at the moment we've got a border disaster that is the worst anyone's seen in the history of America. At that exact moment, we get this mass shooting, second one in a week, by the way, one in Atlanta, Georgia, at those Asian massage parlors, and now one at a grocery store in Boulder, and immediately the media seizes on it. You know, what did Rahm Emanuel used to say? Never let a crisis go to waste. Immediately, Democrats and the media, I know I repeat myself, seize on it, and they make it the number one news story, and they want to make it into a, you know, a liberal news story. It's proof that we got to get rid of guns, got to get rid of all assault rifles, need gun control, need gun registration. Wait a minute. Some nutcase, or in this case, some Muslim extremist, or in Atlanta's case, some mentally ill person who has a sex addiction and wants to kill, you know, the girls who give you happy endings at Asian massage parlors. Is that my fault? That he had too many happy endings and he decided that it was immoral? And so if he killed them, maybe he would stop the urge? It was all about his sexual urge. It had nothing to do with Asians. It had nothing to do with racism or hate. And even if it had, it's got nothing to do with me. Last I checked, I haven't killed anyone lately. I haven't killed any Asians or black people or white people for that matter lately. So why would you have to take guns away from all of us and disarm all of us because someone else is a bad guy and uses the gun in a bad way, in the commission of a crime? Because let's face it, there have been lots of Muslim terrorist attacks involving knives and bombs and cars and trucks running people down. So explain to me, why don't we ban knives and bombs and cars and trucks? You know, if you're going to ban the object that carries out the terrorism, not the person that does it, you're going to have a hard time living life anymore. You're going to be living with plastic spoons and plastic knives and plastic forks the rest of your life because no one's going to be allowed to use the real thing. Don't blame the gun. It's got nothing to do with the gun. How ridiculous. But why should I be banned from using a gun to protect myself when someone just proved how dangerous it is out there and that there are people out to kill us and those people are criminals and the best thing you could do is have law-abiding citizens armed to stop them at the moment of the attack. Best thing we could ever have. It's the exact wrong logic. They talked about that all the time on Seinfeld. Jason Alexander on Seinfeld always was wrong about everything. And finally, he built this wonderful life and became the assistant to George Steinbrenner, the owner of the Yankees, and got beautiful women as his dates and was making a lot of money. And what was the key to his success? Jerry asked him, what's the key to your success? How'd you change your life? And he said, whatever I think, I now do the opposite. And that's the Democrat Party. Whatever's the right answer, they do the opposite. Someone kills a bunch of people, that person's crazy, and you got to keep guns out of the hands of mentally ill people. Someone kills people, that person's an Islamic terrorist. Got to keep Islamic terrorists out of the United States. Got to close the border. No, their answer is get rid of the guns from good people. Does that make any sense to anyone? Of course not. You got literally, there's going to be 100 million people coming over that border soon. 100 million over the next 10 years. You better stop the border, not guns.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says the mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado is devastating and that too many communities have been scarred by gun violence. Meanwhile, former wrestling teammates of the accused gunman remember him as short-tempered and violent. He was born in Syria but moved here when he was 3 years old, is no fan of former President Donald Trump, and has ISIS sympathies. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States must be clear-eyed about the long-term economic recovery from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
I'm confident that people will reach the other side of this pandemic with the foundations of their lives intact, and I believe they'll be met there by a growing economy.
Yellen, testifying in a virtual House hearing on Tuesday, also saying there are promising economic trends. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'll be right back. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. This segment of the show sponsored by my Trump Rules, a number one bestseller at Amazon in over a dozen categories. It's the winner's guide to business and personal yourself better with the top 10 rules of Donald Trump and 13 ancillary rules. So altogether, 23 rules that can empower your life, but especially those top 10 rules really made a dramatic difference in my life and all the great things I've achieved, including a company now public on the stock exchange. And all I could tell you, 14 books later and speeches all over the world about success, it's all because of the Trump rules, which I started studying when I was in college at Columbia University 41 years ago. I was a freshman in college, and right down the street from me in New York City was Donald Trump building skyscrapers. And I thought, wow, I want to be like that guy. And I studied him and for 4 years at Columbia. That was probably my major, was Trump. And it changed my life. When I got out, I became one of the youngest candidates in the history of New York State, political candidate. And I became one of the youngest anchormen on American TV, and I became the star of CNBC, hosting 5 shows. And I became a self-made millionaire, and I owe it all to the Trump rules. And I put them in writing, studied them, and lived them for 41 years, and finally put them in writing, and wrote the book, The Trump Rules, and number one Amazon bestseller. Thank you, Donald Trump. Check it out. Anything you do in life, you could be better with The Trump Rules. Go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root. Our guest is Dr. John Walker. It's a topic I'm really excited about and concerned about. It is healthcare. Liberals are trying to ruin it in this country. Obamacare is a disaster. And giving everyone Medicare for all, that's a disaster. And I like it when someone has an answer. It's one thing to attack things and criticize things and denigrate things and point out how terrible they are. Now I've got a guest who has an answer, Dr. John Walker, CEO and president of Revive Health. His website is revive-healthcare.com, revive-healthcare.com. It's $59 a month, and it is a very interesting program. We'll tell you more about what you get for $59 a month, but first I want to just go through healthcare in the United States with a guy who's a real expert and has some solutions for all of you. Dr. John Walker, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Wayne. It's a pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on.
Where are you calling from? Where do you live, John?
I live in St. John's, Florida, which is just outside of Jacksonville.
Oh, very nice. Okay, good. Beautiful place to live. What do you think? What's your opinion? You're a doctor. You're an MD. What do you think is wrong with healthcare in America?
Well, there's a lot of things wrong with healthcare in America. So let's start with the cost. It's crazy expensive, right? We spend so much on healthcare, and we get very little value for it. For example, in 2019, the U.S. spent about $12,000 a person, and that's 17.7% of GDP on healthcare costs. And look at the number of people in our country who suffer with chronic disease. We don't have a healthcare system. We have a sick care system. Now, we're actually pretty good at the ICU care and mending the broken bones and things like that. But when it comes to maintaining the health of our citizens, we are not very good at all. There's a total lack of focus on maintaining good health and wellness. We focus on high-cost procedures and not on preventive medicine. And I know, Wayne, that you are a big advocate of vitamins and supplements, as am I, and how much better we'd all be if we were taking vitamins and supplements. And, of course, you can't get them paid for, but they can pay for crazy expensive medication. So it's really – it's a lack of focus. It's a lack of control. It's a lack of affordability, accessibility. And people – consumers just don't have choice.
Well, I couldn't agree with – we're talking to Dr. John Walker of Revive Health. His website is revive-healthcare.com. I couldn't agree with you more because I've always said if you need a hip replacement, if you need a knee replacement, an elbow replacement, a shoulder replacement, if you need to go in the emergency room and get something fixed in a terrible car accident, we have the greatest doctors and surgeons in the world. If you have something wrong with your brain, we have the greatest brain surgeons in the world, like Dr. Ben Carson, my friend, as an example. But when it comes to long-term wellness, we don't have a good healthcare system. People are so sick. Cancer, heart disease, strokes, diabetes. It goes on and on. Multiple sclerosis, cystic fibrosis. There's just a lot of illness in the world. How come if we're that good at operating and replacing knees, how come we don't make those kind of breakthroughs with cancer and heart disease and diabetes?
Well, you know, that's a really complicated question because there's so much involved in the physiology of the human body that can go wrong. And of course, we're focused totally on the things you just mentioned and fixing things, but not maintaining good health. And so part of that is, I think, the medical education system, which, you know, and I went to medical school quite a few years ago, and back then, and I think it's still the case today, there's still this focus on disease and not health. And so everyone's honed in on prescribing a medicine to take care of a problem, whereas if we focused on good health, good nutrition, exercise, stress reduction, we could actually prevent a lot of chronic disease.
What about the lack of control and portability and affordability and accessibility? What do you think of all that? That's another big problem with the healthcare system, right?
It certainly is. And, you know, one of the major things that happens to some people is they get stuck in a particular job because they don't want to lose their health insurance coverage, right? And so, you know, they're basically put in jail because they want to lose health insurance coverage. And they can't leave a job that maybe they don't like. So, and you can't take it with you. And you really couldn't choose your own doctor, by the way, with the Affordable Care Act. There was a lot of issues there as well. So the way the whole thing has been constructed has been sort of backwards and focused on the insurance industry and on the medical community and not on the individual person. And Medicare for All, I think you touched on that in the introduction, Medicare for All is basically just taking the same broken system and shoving it into a single payer model. So that's not the answer either. I practiced medicine for nearly 20 years. I was a gastroenterologist and I accepted Medicare as an insurance. Most of us did. And when people turned 65, they had to go on Medicare. But if you asked them, they would have rather stayed in a commercial model, a commercial insurance program, because they felt that was a better model. But you don't have that kind of choice or affordability when you get on in years. And you've been paying into Medicare your entire life, right? So you want to get something for it, so you go on Medicare. But then your choice is limited. So it's really not a model that would work in our country in a single payer system, in my opinion.
All right. So look, we all have a lot of criticisms. My show has lots of criticisms of Biden and Obama and America and socialism instead of capitalism. But I love when a guest comes on with a solution. So what is Revive Health and why is it the solution?
So what we've done at Revive Health is we focused on it's basically a digital well-being services company. So we have combined what we call five pillars, which I can explain in a moment, that are designed to get you the care that you need, help keep you healthy, promote wellness, help you deal with stress when that comes in. If you do need medications, we've got medications as part of our program. But the real focus is on wellness. We've got a wellness program that an individual could get at a Fortune 500 company with a health risk assessment, a biometric evaluation, and health coaching, not only self-taught internet-based health coaching, but actual live personal health coaching for $59 a month. We've also got mental health counseling, and we've got access to board-certified practitioners who can help you over the phone take care of about 80% of your medical needs virtually. In fact, Wayne, that's one of the things that the COVID pandemic has proved, is that most care that you need, you can get over through the internet in a virtual environment. And it's very high quality care, just as good as if you're going to a doctor's office, but without the hassle of getting there and sitting in a waiting room forever.
Right. In other words, telemedicine. That's what you're talking about, right? That's the future.
Correct.
Of medicine in this country. And not only that, I have no time to go to a doctor's office. I have no time and I have no urge to sit with sick people, right? If you're ever going to get sick, it's going to a doctor's office or going to a hospital. That's where you get sick and you die. And by the way, a friend of mine, a great friend, I went to a funeral Sunday, 2 days ago. I was at a funeral of a friend of mine who died of COVID. You know how we caught COVID? He went to the dentist, and the dental hygienist had COVID and gave it to him. So if he had never gone to the dentist for a simple checkup a couple of months ago, he'd be alive today. So, I mean, I like telemedicine. I think it's a great formula for most people because if you're not really ill, you know, desperately ill, you can get what you need over the telephone or over the video on the Internet. Any of those, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And really what we've done is we've decoupled those services where you absolutely need to be seen in person. And there are some, right? There are some medical procedures that you really do need to have to stay maintain healthy and do some preventative screening. And we've taken those out and focused on whatever we can deliver to you in a virtual telemedicine environment. And that's what really Revive is focusing on and bringing in all these others. And one of the things that we've done that's extremely unique, Wayne, is we've coupled this with a membership, which is part of your Revive membership. You can go to the Revive marketplace and save money every single day on things you would normally buy. You can actually save enough money over the course of a year to pay for your membership. No one else in the country is doing that. So not only do we deliver the care that you need, we give you a way to actually pay for it.
All right, so it's available in Nevada right now, and it's available nationally starting next week. So this is hot off the presses. Become a member of Revive Health. Contact them. What do you go to the website, revive-healthcare.com?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you can go there tonight and begin signing up. We're launching this on your show, Wayne. We're very excited about that. You can go to www.revive-healthcare.com. Click sign up.
Hey, Doc, the music's on. We got to run. It's revive-healthcare.com. Dr. John Walker, thanks for bringing a solution to Nevada and America. Thank you, John. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Hopefully you were listening yesterday afternoon. We had John and Chelsea Jubilee here, the owners of Energized Health. They are two fantastic people. I went out to dinner afterwards, as we do every month. Let's see, they've been my sponsor November, December, January, February, March, 5 months. They just re-signed for a year, by the way. And the 5 months, they've come here live. They're their only sponsor that will not do the interview on the phone. They come here live every month. They fly in or drive in from California, drive in 4 hours to meet me and do the interview in person in the studio, and then we go out to dinner together. And they've just become great friends of mine, and my fiance Cindy, great friends of mine, John and Chelsea. And they changed my life. You know, there's very few people you'll ever go out to dinner with who changed your life. And a lot of people listen to my show say, I changed their life, so that's pretty cool. So if we ever go out to dinner, I changed your life. But they changed my life. I just completed the first phase of their program, and I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. Just to show you, it's not me, it's anybody and everybody. Andrew Paul, my producer, did the same program and finished the first segment as well, just like I did. And he lost 38 pounds of inner body fat. 38 pounds of visceral fat. So that's not fat. You know, Andrew Paul's a skinny guy. And I, Wayne Root, I'm not skinny, but I've certainly never been fat. And I had 25 pounds of inner body fat. He's skinny and had 38 pounds of inner body fat lost. And it's the fat that's around your organs, inside your body, that you don't even see. And that makes you unhealthy. And this makes you healthy, getting rid of it. And I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. So I lost 25 pounds of fat, but gained 10 pounds of muscle. So I look like a freaking UFC fighter. As John said yesterday during the show, he saw the picture of me with my shirt off in the gym. He said, you look like a high school football player, and you're 60 years old. I'm 60 this July. Look like my old high school days, or a high school wrestler, or a UFC fighter. It's really quite amazing. Not too many 60-year-olds in the world look the way I do now because of John's program, Energized Health. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. It worked for me. It worked for Andrew Paul, my producer. It works for thousands of people. And there's hundreds of testimonials, video testimonials at EnergizedHealth.com. Or cut to the chase and join right now. You know you want to join. 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. So here's a news report that makes me smile. So many of them make me upset. It's good to have one that you like once in a while. CNN has lost 45% of their primetime audience in just 5 weeks. In 5 weeks. So it's not even since the election. In 5 weeks, they've lost all their audience. Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, each saw declines in the neighborhood of 30% or more over that period, greater than any primetime shows at Fox or MSNBC. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, Chris Cuomo. What a jerk. So consumers are drifting away because they know. They know that the election was stolen. They know that you're lying when you say you're not allowed to talk about it, that it absolutely wasn't stolen. The judges prove it wasn't stolen because the judges wouldn't allow it. Well, as soon as you hear that, nobody wants to watch news anymore because they're not stupid. They know they're getting screwed over. And they sure don't want to watch CNN because they know they're being lied to. You know, it's kind of like another news story that came out today. The United States Postal Service unveils a 10-year sustainability plan, much higher prices, and much worse service. Isn't that government? Doesn't everybody know government's filled with losers? Doesn't everyone know that government employees couldn't hack it in the real world? That government employees couldn't last 3 weeks in the private sector without getting fired? That you never get any bang for your buck? That everything government does is a failure? What a joke. Government fails at everything. This is a perfect example. Over the last 14 years, United States Postal Service has lost money every year with a $9.2 billion net loss just in 2020, last year. They lose money every year, billions of dollars. Last year, almost $10 billion. And they tell you to survive, they're going to give you worse service and higher prices. There's government. Can you imagine if Burger King, McDonald's, In-N-Out Burger, Chick-fil-A, said, you know what, here's our new plan. Over the next 10 years, we're going to give you much worse food, much worse quality food at much higher prices. You think anybody would go there anymore? No. In the private sector, nobody would go there. But in the public sector, you get away with this nonsense. Government fails at everything it does, and then Biden comes along, rigs the election, because who else would vote for this guy? Who would vote for an old, feeble man with no brain left with dementia? Who would vote for him? Nobody. He had another rally. There was nobody there. He gave a speech, and there was nobody there. Guy who got 81 million votes, but nobody ever shows up for any of his speeches. And the other problem I've got, by the way, is, you know, I said this the other day to a friend of mine. I said, I couldn't care less if the military is all women, half women, 5% women. I only care about the right person to save our lives and protect our country, protect my children. Same thing with the police. If the police are half cops, half the cops are women, or 10% are women, or 5% are women, or none of them are women, I don't care. I only care that when I'm in trouble, the right person comes to save me. Right? But what I do care about is that you let people in because they're black, because they're minority, or because they're a woman, or because they're gay, and you give them an easier test than a person who isn't. Then they didn't earn it. Then I don't believe in them. Well, the Army announces gender-specific fitness test score percentiles after women's high failure rates on gender-neutral tests. So, in other words, women are only succeeding in the Army, and they're only rising to leadership because you give them easier tests than you give them the men. That's not fair, and that's not right, and you're not going to win wars with that. This is a bunch of bunk. Same thing with the police. You win fair and square or you shouldn't be allowed in.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.